The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning on this show at 11 a.m. Eastern is go through some actual live rates for the day. And then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. And today's topic is going to be 40-year amortization loans. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, is going to break that down for us. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is go through our live rates for today. So, Nick, if you are ready, let's go ahead and pull up today's live rates and take a look.
All right. I'm going to switch it up a little bit today and actually pull up a different page. That'll be a little bit of a different setup, but might allow us to go through a little quicker here. So we're going to see everything at once, but let me talk about them one at a time here. So let me share my screen. And here are the live rates for this morning. Instead of showing all the different options for each one, we'll just go through the actual lowest option we have for each. So the first option we usually pull up, the 30-year fixed primary, 6.875 lowest rate we can offer, with a final APR of 7.211. Remember, always look at the APR. That includes all of the costs here, including any of the fees that go in the loan estimate there will show up in the APR. Now, our FHA option is usually the second option for most borrowers if they don't qualify for primary for any reason. FHA allows a little more leniency on credit issues, credit events, as well as much higher debt-to-income ratio. And our FHA options are as low as 6% rate for the standard setup that we quote every morning, the 80% LTV, 760 FICO, 40 DTI, same exact scenario we quote every morning, and has a final APR of 6.995, so a touch lower than conventional if our customer qualifies for both, and this does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance. Now, with this tool here, we actually can see our VA rates live, which we don't always pull up, but for our eligible vets and active service members, if you do have a certificate of eligibility, we have our VA options as low as 6.25. And that's the final APR of 6.556. So VA has lower fees than FHA. Even though a higher rate, the APR is always the thing to key in on. So, VA has some great deals for our vets. And USDA, we never do those live because it has to be a property in a USDA area. But since we have them all showing here, if you are looking in one of those USDA eligible areas, we have rates as low as 6.125 with the APR at 6.887. So it's actually lower than FHA, a little higher than VA. So you see how these programs all have some great benefits for our borrowers that need to use these special programs. Now our first alt doc option. So this is our primary non-QM alt doc, aka bank statement loan that we do every morning. So same scenario, but again, just a quick screen here that shows all the options. So rates as low as 7.25 for our bank statement options. And the final APR comes in at 7.589 here. So as you notice, it's within a half a point of conventional, because you can see them all on the same screen now, conventional 7.211. And to use bank statements, we can go as low as 7.589 for the same scenario. Now, if we switch that to investment property, non-QM alt doc for investment properties. So this is typically a bank statement or other type of alt doc example. So our bank statement options for investments can go as low as 7.625 rate and the final APR of 7.976. And since we have this screen up, we can show a bunch more examples, which is pretty cool. So come down to our next rows here. Don't want to show too much. Our conventional options for investment. So a little lower rate here and a little lower final APR. So 7.5% rate, final APR of 7.855 for the conventional options. And as usual, our DSCR option actually beats conventional, especially when you look side by side here. DSCR 30-year fixed investment with a 3-year prepayment penalty, the same one we do live on our scenario every day, 7.5 rate. Final APR 7.817, just barely better than conventional, which is absolutely amazing. And we can get even lower here if we add a 5-year prepay. So we don't get to do that in the live demo either. But here we can see it side by side. You can see if we add a 5-year prepay, we can go to rates as low as 7.125. And the APR comes in at 7.458. So this one's absolutely smoking the 3-year and the conventional options. So you see the flexibility that comes with the DSCR here. Now, if we go to no prepayment penalty for DSCR, that comes up to a higher rate, obviously, and higher cost. So always recommend our borrowers add those prepayments in there, as it's preferable for most of the DSCR options. This option with no prepay comes in as an 8% rate for 8.359 final APR. And we have some of our other cool options, which we don't always quote live, but they are here on the page. Our 30-year fixed second mortgage. So these are our fixed rate second mortgages that we talk about sometimes for primary occupancy. We have rates as low as 9% rate, final APR 9.433. And if we switch that to investment property, so a 30-year fixed second mortgage on an investment property, the rates come out to 9.875 is the lowest option, and final APR 10.357 there. And we even have some bonus options when we look at this screen. So our final row here, let me just key in on this row. That's a good segue into our topic for today. So Jose is going to go over some 40-year options, which we have a few showing on this page. So our 40-year fixed option for DSCR, 3-year prepayment penalty, rates as low as 8.125. So obviously when we go 40-year, that's a little bit higher than the standard 30-year that was right here. A little bit higher rates, 8.125 rate for our final APR, 8.446. And our 40-year CR interest only. So this is what Jose is going to talk about, the difference between these, right? Very different products there, but a slight nuance. But this one comes in as rates as low as 7.999 and final APR 7.999 there. And the HELOC option, 30-year interest only, 10-year HELOC comes in at 11.98. So all kinds of different options here that we have for our borrowers. Just a different way to display them with the same scenario, 80% loan to value, 20% down payment, 760 FICO, 40% DTI. That way we could get some of the best pricing for all the different options here. So that's just a different way to display it. Hopefully that makes sense for everybody as well. But let me go ahead and switch my screen and we'll talk about today's topic, which is our 40-year options under non-QM. So you saw a couple there in the live rates, just some general options. But Jose is going to go through the specifics here. So 40-year is a great option we can add on most, not all, of the non-QM options. And it kind of depends on which programs. But pretty much all the stuff we talk about in general, we have, you know, a bank statement option we can do this with. We have the DSCR options we can do this with. So lots of flexibility when we're in non-QM, and 40-year amortization is one of those items we can get flexible with. So Jose, if you're ready, let's go ahead and talk about the ins and outs here and then some of your more specific examples than our live rates there.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. The 40-year amortization is a great option now. I do want to point out, we're not talking about an interest-only option here. We're talking about a fully amortizing loan. So your borrower will be paying principal and interest. We are just adding another 120 payments. So as we stretch out the amortization, we reduce the overall payment, right? We reduce the monthly payment. We just have more payments. Now, this is for our DTI type loans, our full doc with tax return, full doc bank statements, P&L, asset utilization, all those types of loans. Yes, you will get a lower payment overall, right? But what I will state is that where you will see that this product will really shine will be with the DSCR loan, because with the DSCR loan, the payment is being directly compared to the rental expense is being, or rental income is being directly compared to the housing expense, aka your payment. So with the DSCR loan, it's basically about qualifying or not for the loan, right? I mean, you could have a payment, you could be $50 over and not qualify. $50 doesn't really make much of a difference on a monthly payment if somebody's saying, you know, can I pay it or not? But it does make a big difference on a DSCR loan on are you going to qualify or not. Now, you may be $50 off on a DTI loan also on your payment. So let's not discount the benefit that we're going to see here on all of the income types for on the 40-year amortization. So let me share my options with you today. Now, just be aware, obviously, on the 40-year amortization, the overall interest expense will be higher than on the 30-year amortization just because of the way the amortization table is set up, right? They're front-loaded, so you're going to pay a lot more of that interest in the beginning. So here in our full doc 40-year amortization option, this is for a primary purchase. We're looking at 9.875 as our lowest cost option. And you can buy that down to 9.25 for our full doc, 90% LTV. Always, that's the maximum LTV for a non-QM loan, 40-year amortization. So now our next option would be bank statement loan. So the rate does go up a little bit, whereas on the full doc, we were at 9.875, 1.25. So it's really, they're just hitting us with a quarter point hit to go bank statement in this option here, 90% LTV, 40-year amortization. So we have 9.875, again, lowest cost option, 9.375, lowest rate option. And now we have our profit and loss loan, right? We're running them all our self-employed options here, or our favorite non-QM options. 10.125 does go up a little bit here now for the P&L. 10.125 lowest cost option, 9.625 lowest rate option for our P&L, 90% LTV, primary purchase. And now we have our asset utilization. This one uses the borrower's liquid assets to qualify the borrower for income. Liquid assets like checking accounts, savings account, mutual funds, stocks, bonds, 401k, IRAs, you know, all of those where there is a statement and assets that are liquid or pretty much liquid can be used. So here our lowest cost option, 10.5%. Lowest rate option, 10.125%. And now let's go for some investment properties here. We're going to show our bank statement option, 85% LTV, 40-year amortization, and 9.125, amazing option there, lowest cost option. And our lowest rate option, you can buy it down all the way to 8.25%. So that's pretty amazing there for our 40-year amortization bank statement purchase investment, 85%. So now here's where it gets really interesting. This is our DSCR product at an 85% LTV. Now, as most of you may know, the challenge usually for our 85% LTV DSCR loan is going to be, will it DSCR, right? At least where it needs to be to qualify for this option because, you know, it's higher loan to value. But do not fret. Look at these rates. Pretty amazing, huh? 9.125 is our lowest cost option. 1.4 points, and you can buy that down all the way to 8.25% for our DSCR, 85% 85% LTV 40-year amortization option. And then for our 80% LTV 40-year. So now we drop the LTV to the more standard 80 from the exotic 85%. That's our unicorn, right? And look at these apples, right? 8.8 8.875, almost at par. Pretty amazing. And you can buy that down all the way to 7.375 for our 80% LTV, 40-year amortization loan. So my last example here, what I want to show you is I want to show you the difference in the payment, right? Let's tie this all in together with our DSCR loan here, because this is really what it all boils down to is, are we going to qualify? Let's assume we have a $2,700 a month payment on that property, right? That's our rental income, $2,700, $2,600. We're trying to make it. What do we do? Well, let me show you an example here on your 30-year amortization option, right? Look at the payments, how they increase, right? So this is fully amortizing. Remember, this is not interest only. So you're going to qualify on this payment. But here, for example, at 7.375 at a cost of 2.4 points on our 30-year, your payment is $2,763, right? 7.375, $2,763. And then on our 40-year, 7.375 is $2,595. Yeah, so let me go back to my other one here again. 7.375, 2763. 7.375, 2595. So assuming your 1007 came in at $2,600, right? You'd be squeaking in right there at $2,595 with this option, but really would have no option here under your 30-year amortization. So where most people immediately think, let me go interest only has a higher adjustment than the 40-year amortization, because typically the interest only is going to be a 30-year or a 40-year, but it's going to have a higher adjustment, and not every DSCR guideline will qualify the borrower on the interest-only payment. So you may find that the interest-only payment, the one that does qualify the borrower with interest-only payment, is a really high interest rate, right? Not the most favorable option, whereas this one really doesn't have that much of a higher cost associated with the 40-year versus a 30-year. I chose the same conduit here, 30-year and 40-year, so you can see the difference in the rates. So definitely when we come here, structuring the deal, this one looks like a really sweet way to make it work and give the customer a decent rate as well. So make sure you look out for your 40-year amortization options, non-interest only, when you're looking to meet those DSCR ratios.
Okay. We do have a question here. The question is, what is the usual required minimum credit score, Jose?
Well, you know, you got to combine that with what is the loan to value that you're looking to get, right? Because the higher the loan to value, the higher the credit score requirements. So the examples I was running today, I was running it with a 760 credit score to try to get the best rates. But you got to play with the LTV. Typically, for an 80%, you're going to find options at 700 plus credit scores. And for an 85%, usually 720 plus credit scores.
All right. I don't see any other questions here. Definitely interesting show here today. Remember, everyone, we do this at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday, where we go through our live rates and then we do a deep dive into a different topic. So we'll have a new topic for you tomorrow. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.